Welcome to the Wholehearted Business Show. I'm Laura Agar Wilson, and this is the podcast that's dedicated to helping you start and grow coaching business you love the wholehearted way. My guess is you want a business where you can show up as your whole creative, multi-passionate self so you can get paid, create a meaningful impact, and have more time and freedom in your life. Let's get started. Hi everyone, welcome to the Wholehearted Business Show. Today we're going to be talking all about running a successful online challenge that not only is successful, but one that grows your email list and helps you launch your thing. So a big task there, but I am a massive fan of running a challenge. I know that as we are approaching January, perhaps some of you guys are starting to think a little bit about what a challenge might look like in your business, whether or not you want to run one, why you might want to run one at all, and I'm going to cover all of that and more in today's show. So first of all, why do challenges rock? Well, I honestly think challenges are an amazing thing to do in your business. I've done several of them, both as a business mentor, as I am now, and also as a health coach, as I was a couple of years ago, and they've always been really effective in terms of helping me grow my list, helping me launch whatever it is that I've been launching, and they just work super, super well. So I'm going to explain a little bit about, first of all, like why challenges are a good idea, and then give you some suggested steps in terms of things to think about when it comes to running your own challenge and what you might want to consider. So why do challenges rock? Why are they so awesome? As I said, they're really good for growing your list. A challenge is certainly when you've got a very specific, clear outcome for that challenge, people are going to want to sign up for that. People are going to want to get involved. Another way that challenges help you grow your list is that depending on the topic and depending on your niche, a lot of people will share that they are doing the challenge and their friends will join too. And that can be absolute dynamite when it comes to growing your coaching business. Really effective, especially in the health and life coaching industries. It can be huge. So that's a really big thing. It can really help with that side of things, with growing your list and getting new people into your business. It can accelerate the know, like, and trust factor. I know it's a bit of a cringy term now, but basically people will get to know you much, much better. You can really demonstrate your expertise, your skills, how it is that you help people. People can get to know your personality and things like that. And it just really helps people connect with you in a new way. It can really give your audience a taste of what it's like to work with you. You can really show them, as I've just said, really about what kind of results you can get for people, like your whole approach, who you are as a person, and that can be really powerful stuff as well. It can deepen your understanding of the people who you work with. So what I've personally found with challenges is that through doing a challenge, I get a better understanding of what people are struggling with and what people are hoping to achieve, like what their dreams and aspirations are. It really helps me understand that. And when you understand what people are struggling with and what their dreams and aspirations are, you can start to make sure that you're, you know, either creating services or products that are going to help respond to those things, and also just make sure that in your sales copy you reflect in all of this stuff back to people so that they can feel understood and that they feel that you're going to be able to support them with those things. So that's really powerful stuff as well. They work absolutely amazingly for leading people into some kind of offer. So whether that's a one-to-one offer, whether it's a course, a program, or a group program, whatever. Recently, Denise Duffield Thomas, she ran a challenge. And I mean, she, like, the numbers are insane. I think she put $70,000 into Facebook ads and she made something like over $1 million. She had like over $1 million in sales, and that was from a challenge. And honestly, like, not dissimilar to what I'm going to be sharing with you guys today in terms of how it was structured and everything. But that's the power of a challenge in terms of launching something that you have. And I think it's really interesting that someone like Denise ran a challenge. Often what we find is that these kind of approaches will go through trends. So I think at the minute, like, it's quite like summits and bundles seem to be a bit of an online trend, and that's great. And I might do a summit or something next year myself. But I thought it was really interesting that Denise did a challenge and it worked so well for her. And it just reflects like all of the excitement that I have about running challenges because hers worked so well. So that's really exciting to see someone as big as Denise in the online business world running a challenge and having like such insane success, which is fantastic. And, you know, challenges are just a really good way to support your community for free. often we can get ourselves in a bit of a tizzy around what's accessible from us, what parts of our work are accessible or not accessible for people at different income levels and things like that. I definitely think you should run a challenge and have a pitch at the end, but the challenge itself is usually free, although you can actually charge for challenges and there are some people who do paid challenges. But I think free challenges give you an opportunity to really serve people for free, and then the right people have the opportunity to go on and work with you in a paid capacity at the end. And again, if a well-designed challenge makes it the natural next step for people to take, is that working with you in a paid way. So there's lots and lots of benefits of running challenges. I really think they're fantastic, and they can work, like I said, they can work so, so well in your business. So what kind of things do we need to think about when it comes to creating a challenge for our people? So I think there's a few steps, I suppose, in terms of what you might want to think about when it comes to creating your challenge. I think the first one is obviously just deciding on the challenge topic and how you want to structure it. For example, how many days you want to run it for, what's it going to be all about, what you're going to help people achieve, like what's the focus of the challenge, all of that stuff. And then I think the next thing that you want to do is create the bits and pieces that are going to fit together to make it work. So the sign up page, the thank you page, all of the stuff inside your email list to tag people so that you know who's joined the challenge and who hasn't, and so that you can email people just from the challenge. You might also want to set up your community. So most challenges have some form of community element. Most often than not, that's a Facebook group. And honestly, I have racked my brain trying to find another community option for a challenge. But for most people, Facebook is going to be the easiest one to do. Unfortunately, I can't think of another one that is as easy. So Facebook group or other community if you do decide or find a better option. If you do, let me know. And then there might be other things like a workbook if you want to have that alongside it, or any other resources that you want people to have as part of their participation in their challenge. Now, after you've got that stuff ready, you want to promote it. You want to promote the ever-loving shit out of it. Everywhere. Promote. Like everywhere you can think of sharing this challenge. You want to share it and really get people signed up. And that is sometimes the most challenging bit, is just getting it out there, getting people signed up. It's one of those things. I think you can run a challenge with a small number of people. A lot of my clients have ran challenges with small numbers of people and still got really good results. But there is something about having a reasonable number of people that creates a bit of momentum. And there's all sorts of things that kind of go into that and into the getting people engaged in it. But that's definitely part of it, is getting the numbers and promoting it to pieces. And there's lots of things that you can do around promotion. Even if you're quite new in business, there's loads of different things you can do to help you promote it. And then the next thing is just to deliver it. So actually deliver the challenge, deliver the content, however it is that you want to deliver it, but support people through the process of the challenge. And then at the end of the challenge, you want to give them that next step. So by promoting it, you've getting people on your list. And then at the end of that, it is all about, again, offering people that next step, whether that's a one-to-one coaching package, a group program, a course, whatever it might be, that you're just giving people that option so that they can take that step, basically. And, you know, it's really about, in terms of making sure that it's successful and getting the results that you want it to get, there's a few things that you want to bear in mind. So that's, we want people to sign up. We want people to engage with it. We want people to get a result, and we want them to buy your thing. So those are the four things that I think about when it comes to challenges, in terms of like, this is what's going to make it successful. So we want people to sign up. We want people to engage in the challenge. We want to get people a result in the challenge, and we want them to sign up for your thing. And those are the things that we want to consider when it comes to how we structure the challenge and what we put together and how it all works, basically. Now, I know that that can sound like quite a lot of work, but what I found personally was that once I ran one challenge, it becomes a repeatable thing. Like, you get a sense of how it works. And once you've ran one, even if the topic's different, you find what works for your community, for your people, and you can repeat that, and it becomes a bit less overwhelming over time. And the results are often make it worth putting the effort in. So it can work super well for that. Where people often get a bit stuck because they don't promote it enough, and that can be a tough one, like they just don't promote it enough, or they don't get it in the right places, that can be a bit tricky. Again, they can get overwhelmed by all the different pieces that we've got going on. They might get people involved, but if they're not doing the things to get people engaged in the group, it can flop a bit And that can feel a bit shit. It can feel really rubbish. So we don't want that. That's one of the things we do not want to happen. And luckily there's like lots of things that we can do to make sure people stay engaged in the group. And yeah, so there's a few things that people find a bit tricky, but you can simplify this whole thing down if you want. You can make it simple. I think the key thing is that you're delivering something that is a result or an outcome that people want, that it makes sense to be delivered in the medium of a challenge. A challenge is a really specific thing. It's a group of people working towards the same kind of outcome, the same goal. And I think making sure that your topic works with that is really important. Sometimes what I found as well with people when they're running challenges is that they're not really running a challenge. They're just running like a week-long training program that's free. And I believe quite strongly, actually, that when you're doing a challenge, it should be a challenge. I mean, not in terms of this is going to be really, really hard. Not like the Three Peaks, do you know what I mean? But I think there should be something there that people are achieving that's specific at the end of it. And I mean, I fell into this trap a couple of times, certainly since I've become a business mentor, and it's become a bit more difficult to create something that is a very clear challenge. But yeah, I think your challenge should be a challenge. If it's not, that's totally fine. You know, call it a week-long online training experience or whatever, or like a almost like a summit but without other speakers. There's different ways of doing this, because it's what we're talking about is a group of people together working towards something or learning something or experiencing something at the same time. And what makes it magic and what makes it really work in your business is the momentum that comes with having a group of people, and that is really magical. And again, that can do wonders for your business. So in January, I am running a live round of my Enchanting Challenges program. My God, I thought so hard about what to call this bloody program, because all of my words are slightly boho witchy-esque. You know, I've got Pinterest Magic as one of my programs, and now I've got Enchanting Challenges. So Enchanting Challenges is a program. We're going to run a live round in January. So this is specifically for if you're a coach and you're thinking about running a challenge and you want a supportive community for you while you're running it. And honestly, I think that can be so helpful. So if you come up against any snags, anything that you just need support with, you've got me and some other people around you helping you with that. So we're running that in January. That's going to be a 2-week live round. Inside that program, we have lots of resources about how to make your challenge more effective. So lots of tips and tricks about promoting it better, about getting better engagement, about how to plan the challenge, how to decide on your topic, tips and tricks around that. There's all sorts of really great stuff in there. We also have my challenge blueprint. So it's the exact thing that I go to. It's like a document, and it's got all the steps in that you need to take. I think it runs over about 3 or 4 weeks in terms of the pre-planning, the promotion, the delivery, and then the after delivery where you're like launching and selling stuff. It's got when you should send an email to your list, when you should promote it, what you should post in the Facebook group. It's literally got everything laid out for you. It's really awesome, and it really helps take away that bit of that overwhelm. You've got everything there. You just need to basically follow the plan, and you've got so much better chance of having a successful challenge at the back of using this plan. So that's going to run in January. When this podcast, this YouTube show, blog post is going to go live, I believe it's Cyber Monday. So the offer that I have running on this will have been running for a couple of days. But right now, over Black Friday, Cyber Monday, I have an offer. The program, the live round, it's going to be £197 for the live round. However, if you purchase it now, you can get it for £97 or 3 instalments of £35. So that's the special offer at the moment. If you're thinking about running a challenge, even if you're not thinking about doing it in January, this is the best opportunity you've got to get it at a lower price, and it is really awesome. I hope that this has been helpful. I hope it's getting you thinking a lot about running a challenge. I hope it's given you loads of ideas, loads of things you can think about. I hope it's inspired you to think about trying a challenge, because they really are awesome. I mean, just look at what Denise Duffield Thomas did with hers. And I mean, that's insane. It's absolutely insane, the results that she got. But that was all from a challenge. So if you're up for it, check out wholeheartedlylaura.com/enchanting-challenges, or just head to my courses page, and the link will be on there to get that special offer that's running right now. I think it'll probably end on Thursday from when this goes out. So check that out if you're interested. It's going to be awesome. And yeah, I hope that that's been helpful. If you do run a challenge, do let me know. Pop me a DM on Instagram. I'm at wholeheartedlylaura. Leave me a comment below if you're watching this on YouTube. Give me a thumbs up. Leave me a podcast review. All the usual stuff. But I really hope that that's been helpful. I hope to see some of you guys in Enchanting Challenges in January. And yeah, thanks again for tuning in. I'll see you next time. Bye.